In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about wasting money on marketing. Yes, it's a thing. And yes, I have done it. Let's cue that intro and get this episode on the show. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, Rachel Peterson here. 1 second while I sip my coffee. Much better. Okay, this was a lesson that was very humbling to me. I have spent a lot of time in marketing, and I've also spent a lot of money on marketing. And one of the books, well, actually two different books, but really one especially, that gave me like a swift slap upside the head about when it is worth spending money on marketing versus when it is actually just accidentally wasting money on marketing is number one, Magnetic Marketing by Dan Kennedy. And then he also has a book, the title's so long, I can't even think of it. I could try to look it up, but it's like the No BS Profit Management, I want to say. No BS Ruthless Management of Profit, People and Profits, No Holds Barred, Kick Butt, Take No Prisoners, Guide to Getting Really Rich. So it's kind of just a funny title, but it's actually a phenomenal book. Magnetic Marketing is a little bit of an easier read though. And one of the things that I realized as we were investing into the growth of our business was that there were a lot of times where I was actually spending money on either services or things that I thought at the time were so important. I don't know if you've ever felt that pressure, like, I've got to pay someone to help me with X, Y, and Z. I've got to get PR. I've got to... And for some reason, when we're in that mode where we're trying to figure out what works in our business, we're willing to like spend on everything, but we miss sometimes the things that are actually generating leads and revenue. Magnetic Marketing was awesome for me because for the first time ever, I realized it was time to look at what's actually moving the needle versus just spending money on ads, losing money on the front end, and then ultimately being like, oh shoot, like we're not going to see the profit come in from this for 2 to 3 months. That's not a sustainable way to build a business. And I get like, we all see these businesses, big businesses, spending a lot on branding and impressions and advertisements, but just because a strategy works for a big business doesn't mean it's the right fit for a small business, a bootstrapping business, a freelancer, a solopreneur. It can be so distracting. And there's a lot of noise out there that tells us like, you have to be doing this, you have to be doing this. And I have at times caught myself, or rather found myself, caught up in that game and feeling like I have to invest in all the things or I'll never be, right? But the truth is that feeling of FOMO is just this desire to like, I don't know, feel this surge of like dopamine. Truth is, there are two major things that you're going to want to do in a business. Ready to write this down? Build your list and sell to your list. Everything else is awesome. Relationship building is great. Branding is awesome. PR is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. Those things are all awesome and they can help a business grow. But especially when you're in your first $1 million worth of revenue per year, when you're in that range, one of the most important things that you can do is focus on what actually moves the needle. There's one more book I'm going to recommend because I love books. I love them so much, so much. Side note, does anyone else strongly relate to Belle in Beauty and the Beast? Like I have always dreamed of having a huge library, you know, with like the shelves where it's like you can, anyways, the shelves and the ladder where you can like swing across the whole set of books. But anyways, I digress. This book is phenomenal too. And it's called Ready, Fire, Aim. And it's about the copywriter who really helped Agora to grow to a multi-billion dollar corporation. And he talks about how so much of what you do is going to be really challenging, but you're looking at what's actually getting results for that first $1-5 million. And I love that book, but it makes more sense after you listen to Magnetic or read Magnetic Marketing by Dan Kennedy, because you start to understand that so much of what we see people recommending is not actually the strategy that's going to get us the revenue and profit that we need, especially in the early phases of a business. So focus on spending your time and your money in the places that directly generate revenue. And even more ideally, in the places where it directly generates profit. Yes, you have permission to quit anything that doesn't support you in growing your revenue and profit. Now, there are some things that are workarounds. For example, I would never change the fact that I invested into mentorship early on. I actually really recommend that, especially because a great mentor isn't just going to give you a direction. They're going to constantly help you to redirect back to what's going to give you the best return. Keep listening to those people in your life who have your best interests in mind versus just constantly wanting you to try something new or jump on to branding or PR or every new course or whatever. Focus on where your time and money are going to be best spent. And usually that's going to be in the areas that are leveraged, meaning you can put out one YouTube video and generate leads for years. You can put out several TikTok videos and generate a lot of leads. It's insane. We've generated thousands of leads from TikTok. It still kind of blows my mind a little bit. I also really enjoy blogs. You write it once, there's no limit to the number of people who could read it, and you never know who's reading it. Facebook Lives, create them once, you can always run ads to them. Facebook groups, totally leverage. Start asking yourself, where is my time most leveraged? And it's not just about money, by the way. Wasting time is a thing too. Where is my time and where is my money most leveraged? And where do I actually see the effects happening in my life and in on my business? So ask yourself that question. By the way, I want to save your booty a little bit with some of my favorite content creation hacks and resources that are either free or way on the cheap compared to their counterparts that can support you in consistently creating content. I believe so strongly in content creation as a rock solid strategy, as long as you know that ultimately the goal is to build your list, nurture the list, but ultimately to sell them things. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to grab that 13 content creation hacks and resources, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and grab that free resource. Catch you later.